Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's Other People's Problems. We abbreviated OPP. You can find them all on the AUD.
ACY.
APP.
Ooh, I loved it.
Yeah, the Odyssey app has them all.
I don't have any letters left for me.
But you get to say what's on the phone.
We have Eileen today. She's got a problem with her daughter's dance team, and it's kind of deep.
How do you have beef ball with a dance
team? That's all it is.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Actually, that's such a good point.
Eileen?
Yay.
Yay.
Okay, what's going on with the dance team?
Well, it's one of those competitive traveling teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I need to pull my 11-year-old out.
Is it just too much for you?
Is she like not getting along with the girls or?
Yeah, it's not the competition or the other girls as far as she's concerned. It's a problem that my husband and I have, and frankly, I haven't even wanted to tell my husband about it, but here's what's going on. One of the other girls that she's on a team with, the mom and my husband about 6 months ago, had an affair. And yeah.
I'm so sorry. Is that where they met?
No, it's not where they met, and we're just a small community.
If you don't want to say any detail, we totally get it. You don't have to, like, you not having voice disguiser already is wild to me.
Your husband doesn't know that you're considering maybe removing your daughter from the dance team?
Right.
Okay.
No, and I honestly just wanted to get an anonymous, my name's not Eileen.
Oh.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was just like,
I'm sorry. No, right now.
Okay. All right.
I want an anonymous, you know, just feedback because I'm going to take it to my husband. We have been working on all of this.
You're still with your husband. No, I wasn't judging.
I am.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Say it more like, oh, you're still with your husband.
Sorry. Thank you. Much better inflection.
That still felt pretty.
I know. I know. Any way you say it is.
Tiak, you want to take a crack at it?
No, you guys are good.
Okay. So did you know? I feel like I want to pick the scab, but I don't want to, but like, how did she end up in the same dance group as your daughter? You know this person.
You.
I
mean, she's a part of our community.
Okay.
Honestly, it's very peripheral. Like, I don't know her well.
Okay.
My husband met her. I'm not going to go into the details. But the reason I'm calling is because like I said, we are working on things. And I don't think I can face this woman. It's a small community. It's not that small. But I don't want to have to face her. And so...
By face her, do you just mean like...
Well,
be in the room with her? Like, is dance a long day?
Yeah, those competitions can be.
And you travel, and you're like doing their hair and makeup.
Yeah. Exactly. And then when the girls are backstage, it's very close quarters. We all stay in the same hotel. It's just intense. If, like, normally all the women were very close, and some of the men, some dads join. But I'm wondering, okay, number one, how am I going to tell my daughter, if you want to do this dance thing, your parents are not coming, because I'm certainly not sending my husband for any of her competitions, because I don't want him to slip. I mean,
I'm sorry, affairs are terrible, but and it's not a victimless crime, but I didn't even think about this. There's a victim, like, your daughter didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And she's getting booted out of a passion of hers because of your husband's inability to keep his pants on.
But also the other mom's inability to acknowledge that that man has a wife. It goes both ways.
He's the I'm one sorry, Eileen, or what? Yeah. I don't mean to be. Oh, for the love.
No.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
You probably shouldn't have said.
It's a little fresh. When you said that my daughter's going to be missing out.
No, I'm sorry. You
know, I mean, there are other dance teams.
So I'm, So I guess the thing I'm asking is, like, has anybody else dealt with something like this? Am I overreacting?
No.
And,
no.
How...
But also,
and how has someone dealt with what have they done?
Let me just jump in with the phone number real quick. 303-222-5423. Please call. Please text. Please say nicer words than the ones that I've used.
Maybe.
Well, sometimes I'm trying to summarize
the
situation. Like, here's the thing. Like, I know it's a tight community. Some of the people I know from here that do it, she was just saying it. You're backstage. This dance number is like slick back hair with braids, and everybody's just back there. Everybody's pawing on each other's kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I have my kids done. It's like, that woman's going to be touching your daughter's hair. Like, it's just.
Eileen, your daughter knows nothing of this. Is that correct?
Right. She's 11. She doesn't know anything.
No idea. Okay.
Well, I would love to hear from like a counselor, a relationship, somebody. Like, I know it's very, very soon, but if you are going to move past this, eventually, like, you can't avoid her forever, right? And I don't know where the sweet spot is of, like, and now it's okay for her. Like, you run into her or something. Like, is it better to just rip the band-aid off now and it's like, I don't,
like,
know. That's
avoid is one thing. I don't think you can avoid that, especially in a small community, but, like,
putting yourself into it
with her every weekend or once a month.
What sucks is, like, I feel so bad for Eileen, and I don't want her to feel that she has to be the one to back down. It's like, no, you did nothing wrong. If you want to stay at this dance company, then the other woman should leave. Like,
she's not
I don't
gonna.
Like feeling that.
That's how I feel.
Eileen
too.
Is being she's not reprimanded.
Gonna. I know she's not gonna, but
so then
couldn't she? No,
I mean, let's all talk about the great things that could happen.
No, I mean, then her daughter becomes
like, it just
the victim, like, and right, like
is there a way to explain if you do pull her out? Do you have to kind of explain it?
You can't.
Like, she has to know something.
I would not.
You don't.
No. I wouldn't tell her
why.
You
have to come up with a lie, and because it's like, well, that's the community. Those are my friends, and why all of a sudden I can't.
In a divorce, or even if you stay together, either way, we've talked about it on the show. You do your best to protect your partner or your former partner, and it's like, I don't think Eileen sounds like the type of person who wants to go, even if she were leaving her husband, which she's not. Like, you don't want to go. Your dad's the reason. Like, you don't want to do that. You don't want to bash him.
Well,
I don't want her to have that internal division.
Yeah.
I just don't. But I also don't want to be re-victimized.
Right. But how can you tell your daughter, hey, I'm not coming to your dance competitions?
Somebody, a parent has to go. Somebody has to go.
Someone's got to go. I mean, it could be a parent, it could be a friend's parent, whatever, but it's how do you even approach that? I won't be there. Every single time, I won't be there.
Is there a conversation to have with this other mom?
I don't
know. That's why I'd love to hear from somebody.
I mean,
somebody.
In
like,
an ideal
know.
World, it should be her kid that, I mean, I hate, that's, oh, that's
no,
sick. I shouldn't have just said that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're among friends here. Hang on. We're going to get you some answers. Like, it's not fair. It's not fair to the other woman's kid either. If she were to leave, it's not fair.
Right.
My mom can't keep her pants on, and it's not like, it's not fair. But like,
and to know, like, to put yourself back in the shoes of the daughter and be like, why can't my parents support this thing I love to do?
Yeah.
Is awful.
Well, and
I did not see him at the dance competition.
Yeah,
right.
Eileen wants to watch as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you're so proud of your kid, I feel like, when they're...
Okay, well, is there a solution we're not seeing in this? Is the answer to go talk to this other woman?
T-Hack might be right.
Well, that's kind of like what Aaron said about, like, do you reclaim the power of, like, I'm not going to let this affect me and I'm going to nip it in the bud. Like, I'm coming up to you and go, I know what happened. I'm going to put that aside for the sake of our daughters.
If I see you talking to my daughter, I will punch you. Like,
I would say even just go, we got to just move past it. Like,
and let's just like, move around
like the violence
each other.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards that way.
Maybe have brass knuckles on while you're talking
to the other woman. Text in.
All right. I'm sorry. Wait, like, now I feel guilty because we tend to like do the, like, when I was summarizing everything, she started crying.
Well, life
okay, Erica, you want to summarize it?
Yeah. Eileen's husband cheated on her with a woman who has a daughter who dances with their daughter. They don't want the daughters to know. What should they do? Nothing about pants off.
They had to have their pants off to cheat. 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Eileen, who it turns out Eileen has nothing to do with her real name, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Her husband had a little bit of an affair. They're working through it.
Yes. Yeah. It was pretty recent, too.
Unfortunately, her daughter's been accepted into like a competition dance team, blah, blah, blah. And the affair woman, her daughter is on the same team.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Eileen's like, how do I tell my daughter you can't be on this dance team? Cause I don't want to see the source, the homewrecker.
Right. Like I can't go to your
competitions.
Thank you. I just lost words.
No, but like neither can the husband.
Right. Cause they're working on things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But the daughter doesn't deserve to not be able to dance just because her dad is.
And her daughter doesn't even know about the affair.
Right.
I mean, they're trying to work it through. So this is a big wrench in that plan.
Yeah. So what advice do you have for her? Jackie?
Hello.
Hello. What do you think?
I think that she should just be a grown up and overlook it. Because she's always going to have to deal with these things. So, like, if her
overlook an affair,
why should she overlook it?
Well, if she wants her daughter to still be in the whole thing, and if she wants her husband, if she wants to be a grown up, like, then say goodbye to her husband and everything else.
There are a lot of texts suggesting you're showing your daughter what to accept.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Which is not...
But
she's not, because her daughter doesn't know about it.
Also, Even if she and her husband broke up, the issue is still at hand with the dance team.
You'd still have to see the source of...
Right, like, you're not going to want to go there no matter what, so...
And you don't think the daughter's going to see through all of that? I mean,
Saying even if they broke up. Yeah, even if the daughter knew about the affair.
Well, I mean, then the emotions and all the tension and everything else. Like, you can't play through that.
The thing that I think Jackie's saying is, like, I would say, well, Tiak has actually said the opposite, but, like, I would say for the most part, people in an affair, when an affair happens, your relationship is over.
Right.
Right.
But If she is saying, I don't want my relationship to be over, then you don't get to do both. It's like, I don't want my relationship to be over, but I'm also going to hold on to this. Like, if you're going to try to get through it, then you got to let go.
You got to kind of face it head on.
You do.
I would see Hag. Like, I mean, if you want to be with somebody that cheated on you, like,
I don't think he wants to.
Right. Angie.
I'm sorry.
He doesn't want to, but he would find a way to plow through.
I mean, I don't know that you're showing your daughter what you would tolerate or whatever the text says. I think you're maybe showing an example of
forgiveness,
how to pursue through, how to stick with a lifelong commitment that you made.
That's just the other side.
I mean,
if he's willing to stay, then you, like, that is another thing. Because there is, if you believe they're genuinely remorseful about the affair, again, none of this is Eileen's problem, but it's like, you got to go, if I'm pretending or actually saying we're going to work through this, then you got to, forgiveness is for sure in there.
Right. But in a way, you are kind of showing your daughter, like, it's okay if your spouse...
But not if your daughter never finds out.
Not if your daughter never finds out.
I mean, that's the thing that we're trying to do here.
Right.
Is not tell the daughter that her dad is a POS.
Yeah.
Because he...
Or made a big mistake.
Or was, and is trying to rectify it. I mean, correct. I don't know. I'm not...
Maybe when she's 25, you can go, okay, remember that rough patch with the whole dance thing that got weird?
Right.
And I don't... Tolerate is different. Tolerate's just turning a blind eye and letting it continue. That's different than, we're going to work through this together and make sure it never happens again.
Again, all that's off the table, because if you're not telling her about the fair, then you're also not telling her that you're working through it. Like, you have to lie to your kid about everything.
That's so true.
Or come clean with an 11-year-old and tell her, like, that's not the right answer either. Bridget?
Yay.
What advice do you have for Eileen?
Yeah, so I stayed with my husband after an affair. I have met the woman. And honestly, I mean, you walk through fire for your kids, and this is her walking through fire. And I think it'll make her stronger. But I think if they haven't already engaged in counseling, she needs individual counseling as well.
Yeah.
Because she needs to have that confidence that, you know what, if you are going to do this again, that's fine, but I'm going to leave and my daughter will be happy anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it work out for you?
Yeah, I mean, now we're together. We went through probably 2 years of pretty intense counseling.
Great.
But now we're stronger than ever. So I do think it is possible. It's a lot of work and a lot of heartache.
Do your kids know?
No, but they're super young, and we agreed that if something ever came up, we weren't going to lie to them later in life.
Yeah, so you will eventually. Oof.
Yeah.
Wow.
I applaud you a lot, though.
Yeah. I mean, to forgive somebody is, trust me, I am the opposite. I'm just like scorched, like, oh, you wronged me. Watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, good for you. Thank you, Bridget. This is bringing up some emotions in the room.
This is just a lot. It got darker than I was expecting it to.
Mary?
Yes.
What advice do you have for Eileen?
I would suggest she reach out to the dance teacher or the owner of the dance studio. This is probably not the first time this has happened, and I would weigh in and see what she has
Erica's got this weird look. Sorry. Not necessarily with the one mom, but I'm sure, like, weird affairs have happened. It's like, listen, is there a way you can keep that woman.
Is that the dance teacher's problem?
It's not.
That's interesting, though, because there's parents and step-parents, and the new girlfriend is coming this weekend, and I got to tell, hey, I don't want my...
I don't want the stepmom back there with the flower bouquet, and, like, I don't want her braiding my kid's hair. Like, sick thing is Mary's probably right. Like, dance might be... like Real Housewives of dance competition. Oh, like it's probably just.
Well, there was a show called Dance Moms. Yeah.
Sounds like maybe some single women too, Slacker. Okay.
All right, if you need me to take your kid to dance, I'm wide open.
No.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.